Welcome to ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I am Mr. Richard, American English teacher extraordinaire, and I am your host. I'm sorry, folks. My laptop died on me when I was on one of the islands in South Vietnam. When it rains, it pours, and I caught my death of cold. Although I'm still a bit under the weather, I'm back on my feet now. Your feedback is my medicine, and you can send your medicine to eslhcmc@gmail.com. I think your responses will make me feel 100% again. I'd like to now introduce today's podcast, Animal Idioms, Part 1. Once again, and as usual, this podcast was written by the supremely talented Teresa Chung. Before proceeding, please go to our website at eslhcmc.podomatic.com to do some pre-listening exercises. I will now go over the idioms. I will first say the idiom, followed by the definition. After that, I will read a brief paragraph that uses all of the idioms as well as a couple extras. So let's get started. The black sheep of the family. The black sheep of the family means a member of a family or group who is regarded as a disgrace to them. Fight like cats and dogs. Fight like cats and dogs means be continually arguing with one another, usually between two people. Rain cats and dogs. Rain cats and dogs means rain heavily. Eat like a bird. Eat like a bird means eat very little. Eat like a horse. Eat like a horse means eat a lot. Drink like a fish. Drink like a fish means drink excessive amounts of alcohol. Donkey work. Donkey work is the boring or laborious part of a job. Birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together is a proverb that means people of the same sort or with the same tastes and interests will be found together. No spring chicken. No spring chicken means no longer young. Have butterflies in your stomach. Have butterflies in your stomach means to feel very nervous, usually about something you are going to do. Chicken feed. Chicken feed means an insignificant amount of money. Watch someone like a hawk. Watch someone like a hawk means keep a vigilant eye on someone, especially to check that they do nothing wrong. Every dog has its day. Every dog has its day is a proverb that means everyone will have good luck or success at some point in their lives. Look like something the cat dragged in. Look like something the cat dragged in means look very dirty or disheveled. Smell a rat. Smell a rat means suspect betrayal or a deception. Like rats deserting a sinking ship. Like rats deserting a sinking ship is a phrase that describes an organization or endeavor that is failing, usually in the context of criticizing someone for leaving it. Donkey's years. Donkey's years means a very long time. Wouldn't say boo to a goose. Wouldn't say boo to a goose is a British expression, which I have never used, that means to emphasize that someone is very shy. Horse around. Horse around means fool around, play around. Bug someone. Bug someone means to annoy or worry someone. Okay, those are the idioms for part one. Let's review those one more time. The black sheep of the family. Fight like cats and dogs. Rain cats and dogs. Eat like a bird. Eat like a horse. Drink like a fish. Donkey work. Birds of a feather flock together. No spring chicken. Have butterflies in your stomach. Chicken feed. Watch someone like a hawk. Every dog has its day. Look like something the cat dragged in. Smell a rat. Like rats deserting a sinking ship. Donkey's years. Wouldn't say boo to a goose. Horse around. Bug someone. Okay, now it's story time. I will now read a paragraph that uses all of the idioms. Ready? Here we go. I have a brother. He's 2 years older than me. When we were kids, we looked like two peas in a pod, although we were not twins. He wouldn't say boo to a goose and never horsed around. However, my brother grew up to be the black sheep of the family. He drank like a fish, ate like a horse, and smoked like a chimney. Birds of a feather flocked together, and he hung out with guys just like him. He became violent, and we fought like cats and dogs all the time. Since he was not a smart cookie, and also all fingers and thumbs, he had to do donkey's work to earn money. He could never make ends meet, so he always bugged my mom for extras. Tired of the chicken feed he received for his work, he decided to sell hard drugs. My mom smelt a rat, but couldn't put her finger on it. She watched him like a hawk. Therefore, he flew the nest, moving in with his girlfriend. Every dog has its day. My brother's business was good for a few days. Then, on a fateful day, when it rained cats and dogs, he was caught red-handed. His lover left him like a rat deserting a sinking ship. With the amount of drugs he had on him, he could go to jail for donkey's years. He's no spring chicken. By the time he gets out of jail, he would have been in his late 30s. My mother went to visit him last week. He looked like something the cat dragged in. We are having butterflies in our stomach, waiting for his trial. Although we are not as thick as thieves, I put aside a nest egg to buy him food every week. After all, he's my flesh and blood. Kind of a somber story there. And here are some reading comprehension questions for all of you out there who are not ESL disciples. ESL disciples, of course, will have a comprehensive quiz and tests and exercises related to the paragraph and the idioms. For the rest of you, in the paragraph, how many idioms dealt with the subject of money? Do you know any other money idioms that were not used? And also in the paragraph, how many idioms are related to family and people in the family? Write to us at eslhcmc@gmail.com for the full transcript as well as the answers to these questions and the pre-listening exercises. As usual, we provide extra idioms, explanations, as well as their synonyms and exercises for our ESL disciples. Teresa and I also host online lessons and give on-site tutoring to those who live in Ho Chi Minh City. I once again want to apologize for my tardiness and if my voice wasn't 100%. Hopefully my computer trouble is also over. As long as you keep listening, I'll keep making these podcasts. I also wanted to say thank you to my number one fan out there. You know who you are. You inspire me, and I hope I've made your day. This wraps up today's episode of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. This is Mr. Richard, wishing you a good night or a good day. Peace.